the church service in the woods. The animals loved Johnny very much. They liked to listen to him and didn't want to let him leave them. So many of them assembled that the mushrooms offered to act as chairs. The old stump was pleased that Johnny could use him as a pulpit. It wasn't long before all the mushrooms were occupied. Johnny leaned a bit on his knees as he realised that all eyes were on him. The owl quietly assessed him. The cricket chirped softly. Only the hippopotamus frowned at him and kept yawning. But the ant, the fox, the bear and some other friends nodded encouragingly. Johnny opened his children's Bible and began to preach. Sometimes he stopped for a moment and even stuttered a bit, but the animals didn't mind. Only the hippopotamus kept muttering and finally left. Johnny was sorry about that, but he recalled how the Pharisees didn't listen to Jesus. They were people who, while looking nice on the outside, did not want to change inside. When Johnny told the animals stories, it seemed to them as if he drew a picture before their eyes. When he finished, all the animals longed to have their hearts cleansed too. Of course, some of them didn't understand everything, so Johnny told himself that he must explain it to them. Imagine that you drop something into a deep river. Can you pull it out? The fox immediately recalled how the wind once blew a little flower from her hands into the water and she never saw it again. That is how it is with your sins, Johnny continued. When you admit them, God throws them into such a deep river that no one can pull them out of it. All the animals nodded. The owl really liked the story of Anna, who prayed very often and then was one of the first to see Jesus after his birth. The owl never wanted to go to sleep, even though her mummy told her over and over again. Now she decided that she would pray every night, and she did. She always prayed the Lord's Prayer, and then continued praying to God for all the other animals. How well she slept then. The cricket's favourite part of the Bible was when Paul and Silas sang songs to God in the night. Often he felt alone at night and he didn't feel like singing his poor little song over again. From now on, every evening he was filled with happiness, and when he played praises to God, his violin played as if it were born again, so much so that the other crickets wondered where he had learnt it. Even though the bear could not sing well, he tried to join the merry choir. Johnny encouraged him. When your song gets to heaven, the heavenly bees will carry it to God's ears. While they fly, they will fix all the bad notes, and when Jesus hears it, it will be as sweet as honey. So the bear wasn't ashamed of his singing anymore. Only the owl noticed that he sang off key, and because of that, he didn't want to sit near him. But the bear refused to be discouraged and continued to sing from his whole heart. He didn't bother what the owl thought. After all, he was not singing to her, but to God. The leaves had already fallen from the trees, and it reminded everybody that they had to get ready for winter. The bear, who had a lot of strength and lately even a lot of willingness, decided that he and the other animals would build a lovely church in the woods. He brought all the fallen trees in the wood. He made a roof of pine boughs that the beavers had brought. The fox, with the help of the squirrel, swept and cleaned it beautifully. The mushrooms put on their new hats and competed among themselves to offer seats to the new visitors to this forest temple.